I thought it was interesting when you were talking about NAB, paclitaxel, and Doxil that you focused on the hopefully improved efficacy or delivery to the tumor, and yet clinicians look at them for the advantages in terms of side effects and toxicity. You know, we're talking about NAB, paclitaxel, people look at the lack of need for pre-medication and the shorter infusion time. What are your thoughts about that in terms of the clinical benefits of the two drugs?
Well, I think that anybody looking at a delivery system has to recognize that the way to get things going, the way to get enthusiasm is oftentimes the demonstration of less toxicity, because it's in fact much easier to demonstrate decreased toxicity. It's more readily apparent than it is to demonstrate increased efficacy. Takes larger trials. Oftentimes, the increases in efficacy are marginal. So, for example, these trials that we've just been talking about with bevacizumab even, we're talking about fairly large studies compared to what we did a generation ago. Even the study with nab-paclitaxel, it's amazing. That's a very small study. I think they were lucky to get the result that they did. So efficacy is a hard thing to show, and it's a hard thing to evaluate in an individual patient. Toxicity is immediately apparent and therefore impacts our decision-making right away.